This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News right here at RBN. This is the second hour. You've heard my take. Now I get yours on 29 August 2023. Chance in West Virginia. Join the conversation, Chance.
Yes, hello, Jimbo. I was kind of busy, but I think I heard you say about Trump's mugshot. There was no background with the height, or he wasn't holding a number, correct?
Yes.
Well, see, this is how they play with us. You know, this just goes to show you that this is all a damn game. You know, each and every Republican candidate and each and every Democratic candidate, they're all damn Zionists. You know, that picture, I'm disappointed and embarrassed in myself that I didn't pick that up, Jimbo. But now that I think about it, I could see we're being played. This is like going to a restaurant, looking at a menu for a full meal, and the waiter brings you back the meal, and it's either a third of a meal or a quarter of a meal. Now, what would you do? You would either demand your money back and walk out or throw the damn plate in his face. This, you know, I'm so upset how they play us. Like I said, I'm also embarrassed at myself for not picking that up. And you got a point there.
Well, Chance, I'm not quite sure how you're spinning this. It could be they had negotiations that they would come in for mugshots and all that, but if they were not done in the normal way, I mean, it could have been. But if you're implying that Trump is in collusion with a Biden admin or the all two sides of one coin, that's categorically false. I don't believe that for a second.
Well, I
mean,
Hang on, Chance.
Yes, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Look at all the time and effort they're expending and going after him. If Trump were on their side, go with Trump. I mean, most of the country is behind Trump. Just look at how he got 230 million plus during his interview with Tucker, and the GOTV debate only got 12 and a half. I mean, if Trump really were on the same side, you would go with him. You wouldn't
fight him. All
right,
but Jimbo, if they really did want to embarrass him, they would make him hold that number if they really hated him. They would really humiliate him, don't you think?
Chance, I'm just saying we don't know enough about what conversation or negotiation may have preceded the surrender and all that. I agree with you. It's non-standard, and it's rather surprising. And I certainly understand why it would give rise to your speculation that we're just being played and it's just a game. But the evidence that it's not just a game, that this is overwhelmingly serious, that they are petrified. They are, you know, in their pants. They're just going crazy over the prospect of Trump becoming president again. That is a bona fide phenomenon. They wouldn't have to rig the elections. They wouldn't have to turn our electoral system into a part of FirstNet as Obama did, so the government can monitor and control the vote down to the precinct level. They wouldn't need Dominion voting machines. They wouldn't need drop boxes. They wouldn't need mail-in ballots. This all contradicts the idea that they're all on the same side, Chance. But by God, I understand why you're raising the question. I've heard it many, many times.
And I see your points, Jimbo. I see all your points, but something tells me this just might be a very sophisticated mind op. I don't know. I think my voting days are done now. I'll be honest with you. I'm through with it. To me, it's a waste of time. It's nonsense. I don't know who to trust.
Voting.
Go ahead, sir.
You're saying voting. You're done with voting?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm finished. Completed.
Yeah. Well, we gotta have paper ballots and hand counts. Chance, I agree with you because, you know, I've said before, the Republicans could nominate Jesus Christ and he would still lose because the Democrats could run a ham sandwich the way they got it rigged. Thanks for the call, Chance.
Take care, Jimbo.
You got it. Sal in Colorado, join the conversation, my friend.
Hey, James, have you heard that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has lost her medical license?
I believe I did hear. They're going after. I mean, it happened with Dr. Peter McCullough, too. The people who are speaking the truth about the COVID and the jab are being punished. That the professional medical societies are going after them in very serious ways for speaking out truthfully and trying to save the lives of a lot of Americans and others worldwide. Sal, this is, it's a disgrace, but yes, yes.
Do you know
I
if
have.
She has any means of appealing that?
Oh, I imagine, yeah. I expect these are going to lead to major lawsuits. The problem is the court system works as a rule very slowly. That's one reason, looking at the Trump thing, they're expediting all these cases. They did that with mine here in Madison over Sandy Hook.
I was just
going to
say, you know all about that from your Supreme Court and the Wisconsin case.
Yeah, they put it on a fast track. They're doing that with Trump. And, of course, they want to embarrass him, except that people have seen through it. Would you believe black support for Trump has surged since he was indicted and mugshot? Because they've gone through that themselves. They can see when the government is abusing its power. Trump is winning overwhelmingly more voters than he's losing, I guarantee you, Sal. A further thought?
You know, yes, about Kamala Harris. Last week or two, she said that we really need to do a lot more to reduce the world's population. And I think if she really wants to do that, she should volunteer herself and Joe Biden and everybody else to reduce the population and
stay. I agree. Step right up to the plate and demonstrate your sincerity, Kamala. Sal, you got it right.
I can't wait. If you're really serious about it, then they should do that immediately.
Yeah. No, Sal, that's a great signal.
Thank you very much.
I'd love it if they took it.
I've enjoyed your new show, and I hope to get to have Dr. Tenpenny on one of your shows talk to her about what's going on.
She's wonderful, Saul. And yeah, I am doing interviews on my Revolution Radio show in the mornings. It's noon to 2 Eastern, 11 to 1 Central. I've got a guy tomorrow. We're going to talk about the directed energy weapons in Maui. And then on Friday, I got a guy, a different expert, talking about use of a different type of directed energy weapon in New York City on 9/11. So those are on Revolution Radio Studio B. Thanks for calling, Sal.
I'm always there for all of it. Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Bye.
You too. Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Yeah, good day, Jim. First off, we had a lot of wind here in South Florida, even though the hurricane's hundreds of miles away. So those things very marvelous coming into Florida. Pray for those people. And I also would like to say my condolences and prayer to Pat, Mrs. Pat from Texas. I sure miss her voice because she was a voice of reason, and Pat has some good points, and I hope everybody keeps her in their prayers, because Pat was a wonderful lady, and God bless her. Anyway, Jim, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I lived in Florida, in Sarasota, Bradenton, for about 5 years, around 81 to 86. I like Florida a lot. I was teaching at New College at the University of South Florida, which is a small campus on the old Ringling Brothers estate on Sarasota Bay. And it was really quite an exhilarating experience. I take it New College has gone woke, so I wouldn't be a very good fit today. Sad to say, but there it is. By the way, I do think DeSantis has been a very good governor for Florida. And everything I'm hearing about Disney is in the pits, that they're using drag queens to meet families when they come to Disney World. I mean, that's just ridiculous, Tom. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, Disney World's bellying up right now. A lot of people, nobody's taking their kids to Disney World. No, Disney's gone down. Disney's going under. I tell you right now, Disneyland, Disney World, I don't care if they were to fold up just like Bud Light. They could be just like Bud Light. That's what they are, a bunch of lightweights. But here I want to talk to you about this, Jim, really important. First off, I just had a poll on McLaughlin, so I know you don't give me much time. The McLaughlin poll just has Donald Trump winning Joe Biden right now up 6 points. And all the blue states that he lost, Michigan, he's winning. Trump's ahead of Michigan right now. He's winning Arizona. He's also right neck and neck with Biden in Pennsylvania, and he's also winning Wisconsin. So we're going to see how this is going to play out. But they don't want Donald Trump to win. But the reason I called your show is about these women and these men I've been hearing. You have a woman in New York saying that her name is Nicole Malakakis, and she was just on Fox News, and she was just talking that Staten Island is going to try to secede from the New York because of all these illegal immigrants. These illegals, they're going to press the charge next week on September 5th. Joe Biden will be impeached. He'll be going to New York or Georgia or Alabama, wherever. He's Florida. He's going to a state where a prosecutor, DA, is going to prosecute him for illegal aliens coming here and murdering an American citizen. And I propose everybody call their congressman. And here's the deal. $20 million to every family who lost an American to an illegal alien. And they're already proposing that. These Congress people are getting ready to propose $20 million payout by the Biden administration to any person who lost a loved one to an illegal alien. Like Kate Steinle and Molly Tibbetts and all these other ones got murdered. And there's thousands of them. And thousands. Men, women, black, white, doesn't matter. And by the way, that guy Saul, I would like to... Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
The American government doesn't have money left. We've sent it all to Ukraine or to the illegals to give them a red carpet ride. I mean, they offered a paltry $700 to the families in Maui when their property is worth millions. I mean, this is how disgusting the government under the Democrats has become. It's enough to make you vomit.
You got that Oprah Winfrey and that Jeff Bezos and all these criminal Bill Gates. They all should be arrested. They want to depopulate the world. Why don't they jump off a cliff? Why doesn't Oprah, why doesn't Bezos and Gates just jump right off a mountain or something? Jump off a cliff over here and jump off the Rocky Mountains. And by the way, to that guy, Sal, I want Sal to call in tomorrow and give you a lowdown about the communists have taken over Denver, Colorado, and you're all Hispanic. You have three council members on the Denver council. One guy's name is Hernandez. This guy's a full-blown Marxist communist. He even tells you he's a communist like Bernie Sanders. And you got this two other Hispanic women. The Hispanics have taken over Denver, Colorado. And they're communists. You got this Alejandro Mayorkas was born in Havana, Cuba. Havana, Cuba, this guy was born. And he's running our DHS department where he'd rather speak Spanish at home than English, just like Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush said if he became president, he'd rather he spoke Spanish in the White House than English. What kind of nonsense was that?
It's Tom, you're making a hell of a lot of good points. Let me just correct you on one. Biden isn't going to be the Democrat nominee. They're not making any effort to campaign for him because they're going to replace him. I think Jonathan Turley has the right idea. He's going to pardon Hunter and withdraw from the race, which will enable the DNC to appoint anyone they want. They don't want Kamala, so they got to get her out of the way. They want Gavin Newsom and Michelle. But as I've been emphasizing, I think these events in Martha's Vineyard are complicating the situation for Michelle. She's going to be asked a lot of questions she doesn't want to answer.
Yes, sir. I just heard the news now, though, Jim. I don't know if you heard. Robert F. Kennedy, if Joe Biden jumps out of the election and Kamala, they have Robert Kennedy beating Kamala for the presidency in the Democratic Party. It's going to be Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. It ain't going to be Kamala. It ain't going to be Newsom. It's going to be RFK, Jr. Because RFK, Jr. right now is polling at 26%
Tom,
in the Democratic Party.
No, Tom, you're assuming that the popular opinion makes a difference. It doesn't. The DNC runs itself autonomously. They won that in court when Bernie Sanders supporters argued that they had denied Bernie the nomination because they'd moved 13 primaries he won to Hillary's column. The DNC argued that they are a private entity and they have the right to nominate anyone they want, regardless of polls, primaries, or caucuses. They're going to use the occasion when Biden withdraws, and it's going to be after the primary season, it's going to be just before the convention. He's going to withdraw so they can appoint Newsom and Michelle. Mark my words, Tom.
You're probably right, Jim, and I won't argue that point. I will not argue that point, but I can tell you this. If that guy Manchin goes with the No Labels Party, he's going to take all the votes away from the Demon Rats. It's going to be Donald Trump back in the White House. Donald Trump's going back in that White House. Mark my words. It's going to be Donald Trump. Right now on Fox News, which is hates Donald Trump right now, they just had a poll out today, Jim. 38% of the black males in this country are going to vote for Donald Trump. 38 to 41%.
Yeah.
That's insane. And if that happens, it's a blowout, wipeout. It's worse than Ronald Reagan beating the Mondale. Okay?
Tom, it was a blowout, wipeout in 2020. Best I can tell, Trump got over 100 million votes. Joe Biden only 37. But they rigged it.
Correct.
You've got to understand, we're up against a rigged system. If it were anywhere near legitimate, it's no contest, and you're right. But
Jim, I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you, Jim. I agree with you. And you know what? You had that thing about Sarah Palin was really wonderful in the first hour. She's absolutely right. Yeah. Look at how they thought said she was crazy about the Russia deal. Remember that? When they had that Obama and Biden, and she tore Biden's butt up about Russia and Obama. And look what happened with the Russians. And look where Russia's at right now. I guarantee you, Ukraine would not have been invaded by Putin if Trump was still the president. And that's what these Zionists are doing. They're trying to start World War III because they want to cut the population down. And China, you don't care if they lose 800 million people, in my opinion. The Chinese want to all out war in Taiwan. They don't care probably if they lose 800 million in one day. That's how I feel about this whole nonsense with the Chinese.
You make a lot of great points, Tom. I thank you for calling. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
I thank you, Jim. You got a great show.
I really appreciate your call. Mark in Tennessee. Mark, join the conversation. Mark, are you there? Mark in Tennessee? If not, Paul in New Jersey. Paul, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fester. Mr. Fester, well, I'm calling about my problem with Vivek Ramaswamy.
Right? Yeah, go ahead.
And it's quite simple. To me, it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court said about what a natural-born citizen is to me.
Yeah.
I interpret it my own way. And the way I see it is to be a natural-born citizen that requires one parent to be American-born. Now, if you go through American history, there has never been an American president with no American-born parents except for some of the early presidents like Andrew Jackson, because there was no America at that point when he was born in 1767. So, but otherwise, every president has had at least one American-born president. Now, there's a good logic to this, because even in the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, it says, from among your own people, you shall choose your king. That's in Deuteronomy 17:15. And it's important that that's a very good principle, because this keeps out usurpers and people whose parents might emigrate to the United States, but they still might have very, very strong alliances and feelings towards their nation of origin. And so they might raise their child with a very strong identity towards their homeland, the real homeland. And in the case of Vivek Ramaswamy, it's India. So none of his parents were not born in America. And likewise with Nikki Haley, her parents are born in India. And same with Kamala Harris, her father born in Jamaica, her mother born in India.
Yeah.
Now the media and the press might say what?
Yeah. Let me just respond ever so briefly, because we're about to hit a break. I don't think Ramaswamy is a serious candidate in the following sense. He just doesn't have the background and ability to be president. I just like the way he handled himself during the debate. I like the arguments he made. I like his style. But I don't believe the country's going to take him seriously. It's interesting that he and DeSantis came out even in terms of polling after the debate as to who won. What's fascinating there is that DeSantis, who's been such a great governor of Florida, made it so fast when it got into the national competition. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Paul in New Jersey, if you're still there, go ahead and add a few more thoughts of your own, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. A few other points, Mr. Fetzger, is we should keep in mind when you are led by a foreigner or somebody foreign-born, they're not going to act in your interest. Now, consider this. Napoleon was of Italian descent, and he was born in Corsica. He was not born in France. And at that point, but by the way, he was born at a time, I think, just around the time when France bought Corsica back from the Italians, right, back around the 1760s, somewhere around then, if my history is correct. Likewise, now we have Hitler was an Austrian, and he came to power and ruled over Germany. And that didn't work out well for the Germans. And lastly, Stalin was a Georgian, and he was the one who led the Russians and the Soviet Union, and likewise, it didn't work out well for the average Russian. So I just think it's very important for Americans to realize you shouldn't let just any interloper right off the boat and elect them to be your leader. And likewise, we're seeing the same of what's going on in Ireland, Scotland, England, and in London with Mayor Khan. These foreigners are not actually benefiting the native people.
Well, Paul, I agree with you. The founding fathers showed great insight in suggesting that to be a president, yeah, to be natural born, I agree with that. I agree Kamala is not. Other cases you cite, it's an open question whether Obama is or is not. I have a Kenyan birth certificate that I think is authentic, but there's a whole lot of controversy about his history, which he hasn't wanted the public to know. I think an even more pressing problem, by the way, is that our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. New members are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel even ahead of those of the United States. And as I mentioned on more than one occasion, a few years back, a friend of mine asked me, did I know how many members of the then Congress had refused to sign the pledge? And when I admitted I didn't know, he held up one finger and one hand. Plus, Reuters and the AP are owned by the Rothschilds. Our media is completely dominated by Israel. So I think we have a major problem with Israel controlling too much of the United States and the media for its own benefit, where, you know, the Zionists in Israel believe they are superior, that the Jews are superior to all other races, which only exist to serve the Jews. This is very clear in the Talmudic tradition. I agree. There are a large number of Jews who don't embrace that Jewish superiority complex. The problem is they're not in charge. It's the Zionist supremacists who are making a difference. And I believe that's why the war in Ukraine is ongoing and consuming so much resources. The Zionist Jews, also known as Khazarians, because most of them are actually descended genetically from Khazaria, which is modern-day Ukraine, want to return to Ukraine, and they want it all. They don't want Russia to have Crimea. They don't want Russia to have the Donbass. They don't want Russia to have Odessa or control of the Black Sea. They want it all. And they're willing to fight the fight to the last NATO soldier, to the last American dollar. They could care less about us. We are merely expendable cannon fodder in their enterprise. I don't believe it's going to play out, that Russia is not going to give up. Russia, as I see it, has already won the war in Ukraine, but it's not for lack of trying. Paul, a further thought before we turn to a next caller? Yours.
You said it so well, Mr. Fetzger, and I just want to thank you. I just want to say, I think you are such a classy guy, and I think you just are such a jovial, happy person that sets a great, like, role model and a, you know, almost a father figure, should we say, grandfather figure, you know, in your the way you're handling job. And I really just think you're a very likable person, even though I disagree with you on many things, Mr. Fetzger. But thank you for letting me speak, and I look forward to listening to you. Bye.
Paul, what fabulous comments. That reminds me of my granddaughter 5 or more years ago gave me a birthday card that said to the that I was the best grandpa in the history of grandpas, which is one of the greatest compliments I've ever received. So, Paul, those were very kind words, and they're most welcome and appreciated. We're about to hit a break, but, Bruce, you can say a few words, and then we'll continue after. Bruce in Texas, you're on.
Hey, hello. Okay,
hold it, Bruce. I saw you soon. Right after this break. It's all right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone. And new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Stretch on RBN today, 29 August. This is Authentic News with Jim Fetzer. We got a call here from Bruce in Texas. Bruce, join the conversation.
Hey, yeah, I want to start off with I wish the best and my prayers for those people that live in Florida along the Big Bend coast up there in between the Panhandle and the main section of Florida. I drove through that area some time ago on my way to Sebring for the 12-hour race. I thought I'll take a little shortcut and just see rural Florida, and those are salt-of-the-earth people down there, not a fishermen or farmers, and so they're going to be deluged, and it's just, you know, if you've been through a hurricane, I've been through a couple, it's no fun at all.
And, yeah, you so got I that right. I appreciate those thoughts, Bruce. That was very considerate of you. Speak up.
Yeah. More. Okay, yeah, I'll try to speak up there. Hey, did you catch niggas for Trump there in Atlanta?
tell me.
It's N-I-G-G-A-S, so I guess it's allowed on YouTube. You can pull it up, or Julie can pull it up. This guy
N-I-G-G-A is for Trump in Atlanta?
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's it.
you got to check
it out. That's a term of endearment between blacks. You know, they greet each other using that phrase, which, of course, is verboten for whites. But, I mean, that's a term of endearment, I understand, among blacks to one another. So that's a very interesting development. Yeah, I think they have, the Democrats have overplayed their hand. They have gone so far out of their way. They are so corrupt. No one can mistake what's going on here, Bruce. So that's a nice notice. What else you got?
Yeah, one more thing. On a Republican debate, Nikki Haley, man, she disgusts me. That whore, she's a Zionist warmongering sellout whore. Glenn Greenwald went through her bio yesterday on his show there on Bumble. And I've got it here. Forbes.com pretty much runs it down. When she left her post as the U.N. ambassador, she had maybe $130,000 in the bank. Her family, her mother and father were like in debt for $1 million on real estate. And she gets out, and in a matter of a few years, she's worth $8 million. She had two books, and you know how it goes when you write a book and you're politically corrected. They're pre-sales. They're bought by the bulk. A lot of them aren't even printed. You know, and she joins these think tanks, these Zionist think tanks. Bill Kristol actually courted her to run for president in 2020. So that's where he showed her the way, I think. And so she's screeching on stage there that Putin's a murderer and he killed Prigozhin and killed the ambassador. And man, that's just, you know what? You better watch it, because they might just do for her what they did for Joe Biden, just catapult this witch.
She's not going anywhere, Bruce. Your points about her are well taken. Thanks very much for the call. Thanks, Bruce. Charlie in California, join the conversation.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Trump's going to save us from Zionism, right?
Well, this is complicated. I think Trump has got a handle on all this. Yeah, I know about his deference to Israel and all that. I faulted him for that many times. I have no illusion. But there's no one better who's going to do more for America than Donald Trump, in my judgment. So go ahead, Charlie.
Well, we got to remember, you know, Trump spent $8 trillion in 4 years, bumped against Obama's $4 trillion in 8 years. You know, we can blame Obama, we can blame Biden for inflation, but the reality is it takes a while for that to work its way through the pipeline. Trump is getting a pass on everything. You know, I mean, how did World War I start, Mr. Fetzer? How did World War I start?
Charlie, this is ridiculous. Trump's got 8 civil suits, 4 criminal cases. He's not getting a pass on anything. Paying
They're
attention
fake.
To the mainstream media, because they fault him on every single ground. Right. And frankly, you sound like that's your side of the aisle. Honestly, Charlie, I'm not favorably impressed by these points you think you're making. Trump is a guy who can do good for America. He made us energy independent. He secured our borders. And whatever his flaws, and they are many, there is no one else who comes close. Not even remotely. So I'm sorry. That's my on Trump. I've heard the litany of complaints against him, and I'm not impressed.
Okay. Well, Bobby Kennedy wouldn't be a better choice than Donald Trump.
I like Bobby a lot. He's not as experienced as Trump. Trump knows how to deal with the deep state. He's created Schedule F. He can eviscerate the senior executive service. Bobby's just wet behind the ears. He's just not very experienced. I like him a lot. The Democrats fear him. But then, you see, they don't want to have any debate or any semblance of competition, because Biden is simply going to withdraw just on the verge of the convention so they can nominate Gavin Newsom and Michelle. I guarantee you that is the game plan. They got to get rid of Kamala somehow. I haven't quite figured out they'll do that. But maybe on the ground of her ineligibility. You know, that was a point previously raised. Further thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I was just I will just close on one thing. I think most of these, this persecution of Trump is fake. It's called underdogging Trump because his record is so terrible that they got to bring him back to power by getting everybody to feel sorry for him and get him to think that he's being persecuted. I'll bet he's president. I bet none of these charges are going to go anywhere. None of these charges will go anywhere. You watch. Trump is the next president. I'm right. He will be the next president. I'm just saying is he's getting a pass for a record that he should be going to court on, selling a vaccine to people that was never tested, and killing Soleimani just like they did before World War I. He almost started a war with Iran, but they didn't show up. And they saved a lot of white guys from going to the bottom of the Persian Gulf. Trump almost killed a lot of white men. Thanks for taking the call.
I can't forgive him for Soleimani. That was an act of perfidy that was unconscionable. I do believe, however, he could do more good for the country. Interestingly, I agree that the court cases are not going anywhere for the reason that they are not founded on facts or on law. On the other hand, I cannot take for granted he will be the next president, even though he's got overwhelmingly more popular support, just because they're going to rig this election just as they did 2020 and 2022. Charlie, I want to thank you for calling in. You made a lot of valuable points. Rich in Pennsylvania. Rich, join the conversation.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you on RBN. Just I want to make a quick statement that I want to counterpoint Paul from New Jersey, that Rami Swamy seems to understand the principles of liberty and freedom better than the other candidates, and that's why he is qualified.
I like Ramaswamy. I just don't think he's got the background. He's not qualified at present to be president. I think he'd make a great asset in the cabinet of Donald Trump. I think he could do a lot with Ramaswamy.
I think he's a self-made millionaire. That shows something.
Yeah, I agree. Now, there are issues being raised about his background and whether he was involved in scandals or frauds, but you can raise that about everyone. I do like the way he handled himself during the debate. I thought that was impressive. And I like the arguments he made in the effortless way he put down the other candidates. But as I say, I do not believe he's qualified to be president at this point in time. I just like the guy, and I think he's contributing to the discussion. You got more, Rich.
I'm just going to say he's better than Biden, that's for sure. Burden, I call him.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely right, 100%.
God bless.
Thanks for calling, Rich. We got you. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation.
Yes, good afternoon. I think, for the record, I wanted to say that when you talk to your people on the 911 issue, is you have to mention, and I forgot to mention this, the conservation of mass in the whole process of the towers falling. In other words, that if at the end of the falling, you only had, say, 100 feet of material left, then you got to conclude that the rest of the material flew away. Another thing then is that when the towers began to fall, I believe that's when the nukes were set off, and they were there to vaporize the concrete floors. Back to you.
Well, 9/11 is very complicated, as I said.
Right.
I have an expert engineer coming on Wednesday on my Revolution Radio show. Who's going to talk about the use of dues in Maui. And then Friday, I got a different guy, an expert, talk about 9/11 and how it was done there. Right. James, I think you might like those shows. So, you know, if you get a chance, Studio B on Revolution Radio at noon to 2 Eastern, 11 to 1 Central. There's much more to be said about this, James, but today, alas, won't be the occasion. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that in case I do miss those shows, because my schedule this week is a little, I can't predict what will happen. So I just wanted to leave those comments with you. And thanks for taking my call.
Sure, James. Those will be archived and on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, only hours after they occur. So you'll be able to catch them there. We got Paul in California. Paul, join the conversation. But I mentioned, Paul, I got two other callers, so be concise.
Well, after Charlie's call from California, I would nominate Charlie for president. I would like to be his vice president, and we would both probably concur and sign the execution order for Trump for treason. See, here's the problem that I have. When you say such things as, I have a problem with that, or I have faulted him for that, or I take him to task, I would joke. I would say, well, does he know this? But here's the thing. He gets a pass because he's Trump. If you put Biden or Obama in the position that Trump was in with the lockdowns, right, and the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed, you would never, ever, and so would millions of others, never, ever forget that or forgive him. But because it's Trump, you somehow want to give him a pass on Warp Speed, on the lockdowns, and everything else. And he's the one that signed the emergency orders, and he's the one that presided over all those billions of dollars going to the pharmaceutical companies for the clot shot, right, the death jab. So to me, I just think it's a little bit more than hypocritical. Other than that, I love you. And did you say earlier in the show that drones, the neo-Nazi Ukrainians are using drones with claws to pick up Russians off the battlefield? And I want to ask you, is the pot that you're smoking, is it laced with some new hallucinogen or something? I can't buy that story at all, Jim. All right.
You'll be able to track the story, Paul. I put them all up on my BitChute channel when I post the show. I give you links to all the stories I've covered, and you can track it there. Yeah, I'm not in a position to verify the factual accuracy of every story, but I appreciate your calling. I think Trump, he's done some things wrong, no doubt about it, but I still believe he can do a lot of good for America. I appreciate your calling, Paul, always. Reese from New York, join the conversation. Reese.
Okay, Professor Fetzer, am I coming in loud and clear first?
You go ahead. You go ahead, Reese.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. First of all, I heard some of this drivel. That's all I'm going to say. Naysaying about Donald Trump. Let me address, I'm not going to address all of it. It's not worthy of being addressed. Just one of them. About this guy that calls in that Trump increased the national debt. Well, he must have been reading this from Politico, Jim, because let me give you a little hard data from Investopedia. Okay. They're nonpartisan. Barack Obama increased the national debt by 64.4%, while Donald Trump increased it by 33.1%, Jim, and George H. Bush by 42%, and then, let's see, the real lefty, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, by 791%. So why is he targeting Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
Because this is just race. Note this is. A lot of these leftists are ideologues. They are hardened in their view. They are not objective. So it's nonsense. And as far as this other stuff about Trump signing on to the Warp Speed, Operation Warp Speed, Trump was the one to come out and say he didn't want lockdowns. He wanted ivermectin to be used and hydroxychloroquine. He was the one pushing. Yeah. But when you're a president being opposed on all fronts, there's just simply no way that you could have the Congress succumb to the presidential veto power. So Donald Trump did the best that he could with his presidential and executive authority, but he's a one-man, a one-man army against a lot of very wicked and very highly educated people. Now, having said that, let's move on to something more positive. Let's talk about Donald Trump in light of, some people feel that he was a failure as a president. I would like to give a more objective view here. First of all, there's been no president in my lifetime, and I'm getting close to 60 here, who has run on a platform of making America great again, returning jobs, getting out of foreign entanglements, making peace overtures towards Russia and Syria instead of warmongering like the neocons, including Obama, who assassinated the only leader in the African continent that was going to help starving Africans, Muammar Gaddafi. So we've got a president that ran on a platform of returning America as best as he could again. I know the naysayer is going to say, but he didn't do it. You know, you could meet up like JFK tried to stop the Vietnam War. You could meet up with a bullet if you oppose people too strongly. Trump did it as best as he could. Now, no president in my lifetime has had the balls and the integrity to break
with hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll come right back with Rich from New York. Stand by.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Of course, it comes as no surprise to the audience here that I'm much more in agreement with you than I am those severe critics of Trump. But I saw his problem coming in was he wasn't a party guy. He didn't have a party behind him, where these parties have administrations in waiting. They have people for virtually every slot, every key slot in the government. Trump came in and had to rely on advice of others who turned out to be highly untrustworthy, and they put in a whole lot of individuals who are very opposed to Trump. so that he'd even have meetings in the Oval Office, and he'd issue instructions as to what should be done, and they'd all agree, oh, yes, sir, we'll get right on it. And they'd walk out of the Oval Office, look at each other, and say, we're not doing that. I think that was his major problem. Yep. But, of course, I agree about ivermectin and HCQ. Yep. I've taken both of them. And I'm just saying, you know, I think Trump's heart was in the right place. Yep. Right? I do think he got played at Fauci, Collins,
the FTC. Let me add support. Let me add support to what you just said about his heart being in the right place. Now, I've met Donald Trump when they shut down the Williamsburg Bridge. I was there inspecting the bridge. I'm going to tell you something. A true gentleman when I met him, not a politician, a friend of mine, she's extremely intuitive, this woman. She's met him five times at banquets and fundraisers in New York City, and she could be an FBI profiler. She said this is one of the most sincere people she's ever met, and he's got the heart of a lion. Now, the problem with Trump is he was surrounded by Judas goats. And let me give your audience one bullet point that makes Trump heads and shoulders better than the rest of the presidents we've had, I say, in my lifetime right now, including Ronald Reagan, except Ronald Reagan was not opposed on all fronts the way Donald Trump was. That's why he got more accomplished. President Trump, before he was president, when he was in New York City, he rebuilt Roland Ice Rink. It's a beautiful ice rink now that they had a number of contractors come in and burn up millions and millions of dollars on it, padding their pockets and defaulting. Donald Trump came in because it was getting near to Christmas. He came in with his contractor crew, and he got Roland Rink beautifully modernized and updated within about 6 to 9 months, and he did it on time and under budget, okay? Now, let's go back to my previous rant real quick, because I want to wrap it up. Nobody has had the balls to get up on a political podium during a presidential debate and call out people like Crooked Hillary and Joe Biden brazenly, all right, and without apology. He's the only one to run a successful business. His celebrity apprentice show was absolutely epic. Where do you want me to stop, Jim? Tell me when you want me to stop.
Actually, Reese, this is good. I mean, I want you to call back again. I like everything you say. It's just I got Miles from Maine standing by, and I want to work him into the conversation, too.
Thanks, Reese.
You know, thank you. I'm counting on you to call again to the show. Miles, join the conversation.
Hey, good call by Reese. Also, Trump withdrew us from some of those treaties we didn't need to be in. But I think what's going to happen with the Obama and Camilla situation is Michelle's going to call over there and say, hey, girl, you really got to get over here and go paddleboarding with me.
Miles, perfect. Thanks for calling. Thanks, everyone. Great calls. I really like being here at RBN.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.